Week 14, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence, love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere, cherish one another with a love sincere. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. And to plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praise your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Spare us, Lord. Do not let your people be put to shame. Psalm 43 continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame, at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Spare us, Lord. Do not let your people be put to shame. Arise, Lord. Redeem us because of your love. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out hands to another God, Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us, and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust, our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help, redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, redeem us because of your love. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. A reading from the first book of Chronicles, chapter 22. David said, Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, of fame and glory throughout all lands. I will therefore make preparation for it. So David provided materials in great quantity before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son, and charged him to build a house for the Lord, the God of Israel. David said to Solomon, My son, I had it in my heart to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, You have shed much blood, and have waged great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed so much blood before me upon the earth. Behold, a son shall be born to you. He shall be a man of peace. I will give him peace from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quiet to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name. He shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish his royal throne in Israel for ever. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, so that you may succeed in building the house of the Lord your God, as he has spoken concerning you. Only may the Lord grant you discretion and understanding, that when he gives you charge over Israel, you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and the ordinances which the Lord commanded Moses for Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Do not be dismayed. With great pains I have provided for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, and bronze and iron beyond weighing, for there is so much of it. Timber and stone, too, I have provided. To these you must add. You have an abundance of workmen, stone cutters, masons, carpenters, and all kinds of craftsmen without number, skilled in working gold, silver, bronze, and iron. Arise and be doing. The Lord be with you. David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you peace on every side? For he has delivered the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and his people. Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God may be brought into a house built for the name of the Lord. Responsory from 1 Chronicles. Set your mind on building the sanctuary of the Lord God. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Thus says the Lord, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. A reading from the Discourse of St. Ambrose on Psalm 118. The Father and I will come and make our home with him. Let your door be open to him when he comes. Open your soul, throw open your inmost mind, so that it may see the riches of simplicity, the treasures of peace, the sweetness of grace. Open your heart, meet the Son of eternal light that enlightens every man. That true light indeed shines on all, but if anyone has closed his windows, he will rob himself of the eternal light. Christ too is shut out if you close the door of your mind. Although he is able to enter, he does not wish to rush in uninvited. He does not wish to force the reluctant. Born of the Virgin, he came forth from the womb, casting his rays over all things in the world, that he might give light to all. All receive him who long for the brightness of eternal light, which no night can interrupt. The sun, which we see every day, is followed by the darkness of night. But the sun of righteousness never sets, for wickedness does not hide wisdom. Blessed, therefore, is that man at whose door Christ knocks. Our door is faith, which, if it is strong, fortifies the whole house. It is through this door that Christ comes in. This is why the Church says in the Song of Songs, "My brother is knocking at the door, I hear his voice." Listen to him as he knocks and wishes to enter. "Open to me, my sister, my love, my perfect one, for my head is wet with dew and my locks with the drops of the night." You notice that God, the Word, knocks most insistently at your door when his head is wet with the dew of the night. In fact, he deigns to visit those who are being tempted and in tribulation, that no one may fall overwhelmed by distress. Therefore, his head is wet with dew or moisture when his body is in travel. You must keep awake, then, so that when the bridegroom comes, he may not depart, because he has been shut out. For if you are asleep, and your heart is not awake, he goes away without knocking. If your heart is awake, he knocks and asks for the door to be opened to him. So then, we have a door to our soul, and we have gates too, of which it is said, "Lift up your hands, O gates, and be lifted up, O eternal gates, that the King of Glory may come in." If you are willing to lift up these gates of your faith, the King of Glory will come into you, bearing the triumph of his own passion. Righteousness, too, has gates. In fact, we read of these also in the Scriptures, in the words of the Lord Jesus spoken through his prophets, "Open to me the gates of righteousness." A responsory from Revelations 3. "Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his house and eat with him, and he will eat with me. How happy is that servant if his master finds him doing this when he comes? I will come into his house and eat with him, and he will eat with me." Let us pray. Lord God, when our world lay in ruins, you raised it up again, on the foundation of your Son's passion and death. Give us grace to rejoice in the freedom from sin which he gained for us, and bring us to eternal joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.